Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office released additional details related to the federal drug enforcement action that took place at five locations in Eureka and another location in Hoopa last week. The County Drug Task Force and Eureka Police worked alongside agents from the DEA as they served search warrants at various locations. The investigation arose out of numerous and repeated complaints from residents in Hoopa about the selling of meth and heroin on the reservation. After agents had gathered evidence of drug sales activity, they arrested Peter Jackson, Sally Ferris, James Pulse, David Lee Moon, and James Smith at the Hoopa location. Officers confiscated pounds of heroin and meth along with firearms at the search locations, and there were eight more arrests made in Eureka, including Ada and Sarah Dory, Tyler Abbott, Sasha Peters, and Terry Lang. Agents with the DEA detailed evidence of narcotics trafficking and used electronic surveillance, undercover officers, and residential and vehicle surveillance during the 18-month-long investigation. That investigation into narcotics activity is ongoing, and more arrests are expected. Two Grants Pass, Oregon men have been sentenced to federal prison terms after their convictions for drug trafficking. 36-year-old Marco Gutierrez and 43-year-old Samuel Gutierrez were each sentenced to 10 years in federal prison after they pled guilty to possession of heroin and meth with intent to distribute. The investigation into the brothers began following a traffic stop by a CHP officer in Siskiyou County in September of 2013, where a small amount of meth and stolen firearms were recovered. The Rogue Area Drug Enforcement Team then followed up, and search warrants served in connection with the Gutierrez brothers in Grants Pass turned up thousands of dollars in cash, dozens of firearms, and meth and heroin packaged for sale. The Eureka Police Department released crime statistics for the final quarter of 2014, stats that show that there was an increase in violent crime and property crime from 2013, but a drop in vehicle thefts and assault with deadly weapon arrests. There were five homicides reported in Eureka in 2014, along with 20 rapes, both increases from the year before. And burglaries increased substantially as well, with more than 470 reported. Robberies and thefts were reported at nearly the same rate as in 2013, but there were still more than 1,500 incidents, while reports of assault with a deadly weapon dropped by half. Proposition 47 has changed how many crimes will be charged and adjudicated, and one that has puzzled Sheriff Mike Downey deals with stolen firearms. Under Prop 47, the theft of a firearm valued at less than $950 is no longer charged as a felony. Assemblymember Melissa Melendez of Lake Elsinore has introduced legislation to change the theft of a firearm back to a felony charge. If passed, Melendez's bill would allow voters to reinstate the felony charge for stealing guns, regardless of value, and it will appear as a standalone provision on the next statewide ballot. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Following an investigation into a single-vehicle collision on Lower Pacific Drive in Shelter Cove on January 9th, CHP officers have arrested 35-year-old Shelter Cove resident Eugene Dwayne Abbott on suspicion of DUI. Abbott lost control of his car as he neared an intersection, and he drove off the roadway, over a curb, and into a chain-link fence. He suffered minor injuries, and a juvenile passenger was unhurt, but Abbott was booked for DUI. And now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we begin the year by taking a look at some of the key economic indicators that tell us how well our communities are doing economically in cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. This week, we take a look at Humboldt County's finances, how much revenue was generated and where that revenue was spent, and how the county can close a $2.7 million gap between revenue and spending. According to the CAO's office, the county brought in just over $106 million in revenue to the general fund in fiscal year 2013-2014, with just over $109 million needed to cover the county's expenses. County officials continue to work to make up that difference, of which just over $1 million is in structural deficits and $1.5 million for contingencies. As the year continues, the county will once again solicit the input of the public as it works on the next fiscal year budget, and a series of budget workshops will be scheduled for that purpose. That public input has played a key role in how county officials spend money in our communities. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.